hour number two. We have a pretty good start, but there's so much more to cover here today. And I know you want to get to it all, so we'll do our very best. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, November 25th, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, transgendered women convicts, which means they're men, are suing the state of Colorado and the Department of Corrections for being housed with, with men. We'll talk about it. No kidding. Number two, a Chinese spy, high-level spy, defecting to Australia and has released an unprecedented look inside the covert operations run by Beijing, targeting Hong Kong, Taiwan, Australia, and yes, of course, the United States. And number one, as the debate over impeachment sours, voters are asking, why is nothing important getting done? Well, because that's all the Democrats are focused on, is impeachment. And the voters are certainly souring on that. Brand new piece by Liz Peek, our good friend here at the program on FoxNews.com. Suddenly dithering Democrats paying impeachment price with swing state voters because swing state voters saying, bye-bye, we're all done here. It's all done here. And let me tell you something. Adam Schiff's circus of the Trump impeachment is backfiring. Make no mistake, it's all backfiring. And all the numbers now are coming in. The numbers are coming in, and that means things are bad. Last week, I told you about Wisconsin. The Marquette University poll in Wisconsin is considered the gold standard in that state, generally speaking. And when the Marquette poll came out midweek last week, I think it was Thursday, showing that every single leading Democrat candidate would lose to Donald Trump, that being the first time such polling had emerged, and that those in Wisconsin opposed impeachment, it was now at 51% opposed in Wisconsin overall. That's not just independents, that's overall. Democrats, I said, it's a big red flag. You better take warning. Well, apparently some of them are. Some of them are concerned about what's happening now. Some are concerned because that's not the only poll. Since that time, an Emerson poll came out showing that the flip is dramatic. In October, independents supported impeachment 48% to 35% in the same Emerson poll. Today, 49% opposed with 34% supporting. Huge swing. It's minus 15 points now with independents nationwide. The YouGov poll showed that support among impeachment has dropped from 39% to 35%. Those opposing has risen to 40%, so it's minus 5. And it just goes on and on and on. The latest Morning Consult survey, the third released last week at the end, registering a flip of independent voters as well. Overall, all voters that favor impeachment, just 48%, falling short of the 50%. Remember a couple of weeks ago when they were saying, well, 65% support impeachment, 70% support impeachment. First of all, I never believed that. I never believed that. And today I can tell you it wasn't true. And I can tell you for sure now, though, that those that did support impeachment there for a moment are fading fast. Coming up later on this program, Michigan's representative for the 8th Congressional District, Alyssa Slotkin, will join me. Now, that's my district. A district that Donald Trump won by just over 7 points in 2016. Slotkin won by less than 4 points in 2018. She voted to authorize the impeachment inquiry, and now we have to ask her, do you still support the impeachment inquiry? Would you vote for impeachment today? Based on what you know, would you vote for impeachment today? That's the only question out there. People want other things done. People want to look at infrastructure, the opioid crisis, USMCA, and a whole host of other things. That's what people want to look at and hear about and want the Democrats and Republicans to work toward. What about pricing on prescription drugs? Wouldn't that be a nice step forward? But instead, we're going to sit here and fiddle around with impeachment because Adam Schiff can't give it up. He can't give it up at this point. Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff have gone all in, and therefore they've got themselves a problem that they can't get away from. And they're stuck with it. And it's not just Republicans saying you're in trouble. It's Democrats as well. On Sunday morning on ABC's This Week, Heidi Heitkamp was there with George Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos trying to stop the bleeding after Chris Christie hammered him with the facts. So he turned to Heidi Heitkamp, the former Democrat senator from North Dakota. She didn't help one bit. It's bite number four with Heidi Heitkamp. Bite four. Go.
Just one warning, son. I want to put it up on the screen and bring this to you. Heidi Heitkamp, this Marquette University poll out of Wisconsin that for the first time, and this is a flip from the summer and from the early fall, showing President Trump in that key state of Wisconsin beating every single major Democrat.
Yeah, I think that Marquette is the real deal, and I think they better start paying attention. And it goes back to how broad is your message? How much are you reaching out? How much are you making it about the people who you want to serve? And one of the problems that we have is we're now in impeachment land, and there's very little discussion about what's going to change for people in the real world. And impeachment itself is not a discussion about what does this mean for me. It just seems more of Washington dysfunction, more of what the rancor that people absolutely hate.
But you heard what Senator Klobuchar just said there. That may be. But the Democrats have a duty if they see this evidence of what they consider an impeachable offense, they have to go forward.
But the problem that they have is that they fail to make it about the people. They keep making it about Donald Trump.
They've lost track of the people, which is why Donald Trump won in the first place in 2016. Newsflash, that hasn't changed. And can you imagine going around to states like Wisconsin and Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, and telling union members, here's our message for you, union members. Number one, impeachment. Trump's a bad guy. Orange Man is bad. Number two, those really terrific health care plans you got by way of union negotiations, we're going to take those away. We've got something better for you. It's called universal health care, Medicare for all. How do you think that's going to fly for the unions, IBEW, UAW, and all the rest, the AFL-CIO? How are those organizations going to respond to the Democrats saying, we're going to take your health care away and give you something better? It's called universal health care. Please. I don't see union members lining up in mass to do that. I've been saying that for a very long time as well. There is no way the union members are going to give up their Cadillac plans to fall into line for some Democrat. Can you imagine them? I'm going to fight to give up my health care. I am going to organize and make a grassroots effort. I'm going to be knocking on doors as a union member. I'm going to tell people, no way, I don't want my health care. It's much more important that we have health care for illegal aliens. That's what I'm going to vote for. That's what I'm going to fight for. That's what I'm going to do. Please. The absurdity of it. Why Trump wins with 350 electoral votes or more. Or more. Moody Analytics was right. Adam Schiff was wrong. Nancy Pelosi is misguided. The Democrats are imploding. And who's going to be your speaker? Is it going to be Kevin McCarthy? Who's going to be the speaker? Steve Scalise? Who? Because you're going to have a Republican Speaker of the House come January 2021. Come January 2021, there will be a Republican Speaker of the House if this continues. And until and unless the Democrats come up with some actual evidence of something the president has done that's actually impeachable, that the American people can say, oh, yeah, that's bad. I can't support that. I'm going to have to support impeachment. We only have 11 months to go now before the election. Americans know better as to what's going on. Americans know better as to what's going on. They're smart enough to say, wait a second. Wait a second. We're not going to put up with this. There is just no way. All right, it's 14 after. Like I said, Alyssa Slotkin is going to be coming up here shortly. We're going to ask her directly. Do you still support this impeachment inquiry? Would you vote to impeach today based on what you've seen? And if so, what is the case and what are the charges? All right. Don't forget to go to SteveGruber.com, the brand new website waiting for you. SteveGruber.com. Do it right now. You got a moment. We'll be right back.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.